It's a brilliant coup for us. Rod come down to the club, I suppose, about 2 months ago, and he needed some help with some coaching. And I was only too happy to say, come along, coach the under-18s, 17s and the 16s that we all train on a Saturday morning. So Rod come down there, felt his way in. And then eventually, last weekend, the assistant manager for the under-18s resigned due to other footballing commitments. And I asked Rod, I said, look, with your experience and what you could do for all the young players, I think they would absolutely love it. They've enjoyed your coaching sessions down here. Would you be interested in joining the under-18s? And he thought about it for about 3 or 4 days and then said yes. So he's now, funny, we've only just this moment walked off the training field. So, and again, the boys have thoroughly enjoyed it. Personally, at under-18s level, I don't know where you've got this sort of experience being coached by a non-league club.
It is such a commitment for him to make as well, as you say, to take an under-18s team, because you would imagine that he'd want to go in sort of assistant manager level or even manage a non-league football team.
Yeah, if you meet Rod, he's very laid back and very easygoing. Whether this is going to be the first step of him moving into football management, I'm not sure. If he wanted my job, he could quite happily have it, because he's got a lot more experience than me, and if it's for the benefit of the players, then believe me, people like me would be only too happy for him to move up.
Adrian, alongside me, Dave Watters. Dave?
Sorry, say that again.
Dave Watters is with us in the studio. Yep.
Hello, Adrian. Hi.
Hello.
Do you think, well, with Dave here next to me, you mentioned Alan Dowson. Do you think he's got any worries then? Because, you know, non-league clubs, they do like, you know, big names and stuff, because it does help pull in the crowds and stuff. You know, is this a secret stepping stone?
No, I honestly don't believe it is. Alan Dowson, I tell you, he's a big enough name as it is. So,
yeah, not sure. I was only joking. What about him playing, sir? Because it's only a couple of years since he sort of retired officially, wasn't it, at Gillingham, whatever. He